With SRN News, I am Michael Harrington in Washington. Donald Trump held his first campaign rally in public since he was injured in an assassination attempt, an event in the battleground state of Michigan yesterday alongside his new running mate. The joint rally with Ohio Senator J.D. Vance was the first for the pair since they became the GOP's nominees at the RNC in Milwaukee last week. After appearing uncharacteristically subdued and emotional during the convention, Mr. Trump was peppering his audience with jokes yesterday that sparked laughter from a big, enthusiastic crowd. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance says social conservatives will have a seat at the GOP table, always.
The day after accepting his party's VP nomination, Vance spoke at an evangelical Christian breakfast. He shared about his path from atheism to Christian faith as he sought to reassure the importance of social conservatives. Vance acknowledged the disappointment and grumbling from many pro-life Republicans about this year's party platform that de-emphasized abortion. He said social conservatives will be welcome in the GOP as long as he and Donald Trump have influence in the party. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
An apology from Adidas.
Adidas is apologizing for using a pro-Hamas American model in ads for the relaunch of its 1972 Munich Olympic sneaker. The SL72 campaign features Bella Hadid for the 52nd anniversary of the Games. Those Games were marred by the murders of 11 Israeli athletes and a German police officer and a terror attack by a Palestinian terror group. The ads have been scrubbed from the shoe company's social media. The American Jewish Committee called the inclusion of Hadid in the campaign a, quote, massive oversight or intentionally inflammatory. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Transport providers, businesses, and governments all rushing to get back from that big technology outage. This is SRN News. A proposed amendment to New York's Constitution to bar discrimination over so-called gender identity and, quote, pregnancy outcomes would appear on state ballots this November. The ruling from the state's highest court affirms a lower court decision from June. Democrats are hoping the ballot question will drive turnout in their favor this fall, admitting that pregnancy outcomes is a stealthy way of referring to abortion. Republicans have also begun to strategize around the proposed amendment, pointing out how it would enshrine transgenderism. One Southern California school district is suing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom over a new law barring school districts from requiring that parents be notified of their child's gender identification change. The law has elicited a mixed response from Californians. Many, including some who support the LGBT agenda, say the new law goes too far and violates parents' rights. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signed the law this past week. This is SRN News. Another culture war, this time in Washington State.
A Christian homeless shelter is challenging a Washington State anti-discrimination law that would require the charity to hire LGBTQ people and others who don't share its religious beliefs. Lawyers for Union Gospel Mission in Yakima asked the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday to revive a lawsuit dismissed by a lower court. Judges on the panel pressed lawyers for Washington State to disavow enforcement against Union Gospel Mission. The AG's office said it had no information to prompt an investigation now. Washington's anti-discrimination law exempts religious nonprofits. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, July the 21st. It's the 203rd day of 2024. There are 163 days left in the year. Today's highlight in history, 1861, during the Civil War, the first Battle of Bull Run was fought in Manassas, Virginia. The Confederates victorious. This is SRN News.